Good evening. We're up to Din Shalosh Sudis. We're actually in the middle of a topic of this interesting Rama who tells us that one should not drink water after Mincha. There is more to be said about this because the Rama goes in and gives him different opinions. We don't exactly understand it. Yes, it is a little bit beyond the standard kind of halacha kind of, but it does bring additional points. He says as follows. We learned that the last point we learned was the bottom of page 134, telling us that you should first have mincha and lafas have shalashudas. Now we can't continue, following on the topic that we started yesterday. Nevertheless, is okay, fine. I understand you now to drink between mincha ma'ariv, normal water, tap water, you may drink between mincha ma'ariv. Fair enough. Okay. But there is one kind of water that you still shouldn't drink because of this Gehenem Neshames returning to get. What is that? That is the water, water that comes from rivers. Water that comes from rivers, that is still a problem. So if you're drawing water, that's still going to be a problem if you do that between Menachem Arif. Only that kind of water, regular water from the house, Abul Vais, Shori is permitted. For Kolchkin, Shamashkin, the Shori, even more so, other waters, other drinks will be fine. So only one very specific kind of water is problematic between Menachem Arif, and that is water drawn from the river. Any other liquid is permitted.
His opinion says that it's not, it doesn't really matter which water it is, but it's only a kind of person. And if you're a person that cholera is just bamin on, you're just in within the 12th month of a person's parents being nifta, that's when it is also. If you're a person that is within 12 months of a person's, of a mother or father's ptira baminon, only then it's a problem. Otherwise, it's not a problem to draw from water. So that's a close correlation over here between neshamas returning to and 12 months of avelus. So we see that there's that connection over here. Some say that it doesn't apply on Shabbos afternoon, but this issa only applies Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So what when we learn, as if Gott Yud Gimel tells us, when we learn Ben Hashmoshes, that's talking about Friday afternoon as opposed to Shabbos afternoon, only then there is a problem, but otherwise not. So just to summarize this, we're learning that there is potentially a problem of water between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And the reason for that is because the Shabbos is returning shortly after back to where they belong. We're learning there's various approaches. Some say that you don't have to worry about it at all. That's the formal opinion. You don't have to worry about it at all. Then there is Osim, and even within the opinions that hold that it is a problem, there is various categories within that. Some say it's always a problem to Mincha Ma'ariv. Some say it's only a problem if it's water from a river. If it's not water from a river, then it's acceptable. Other opinion says that it's only to a person that is within 12 months of a father or mother's ptira, although it's not a problem. And finally, some say that actually when we say between Mincha Ma'ariv, it's not talking about Shabbos afternoon, it's talking about Friday afternoon, and only then the issa applies. What's the meaning, Rabbi Yosai? I think so, yeah. I really think so. I think the meaning is not to worry about it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Exactly. I think that's definitely the. I think that's the meaning. Im nimshecho sudas sif gimel. Im nimshecho sudas haboika ad shegi hazman hamincha. What happens if a person had a very long, grand Shabbos suda, a really grand one? Im nimshecho sudas haboika ad shegi hazman hamincha. If a person has got a long Shabbos suda that schleps until mincha time, what should you do? You can never really shalosh sudas. After Mincha, you can have shalosh sudas. What are you meant to do? It's schlepped out. So he says as follows. Yafsik ha-seuda, you should now interrupt the meal. V'yevoch bekes ha-mozen, you should bench. You can bench now. You've started the meal, but now it's already time to, you can already, so after Mincha, you time. Okay, so you can bench. V'yitol yodov, wash again, vivoch bekes hamoitzi, and bench hamoitzi v'yisoid, and you should have a second meal. V'nochan adova, this is a good thing to do like this. Why is it good? Why is it good to do that? To separate the meal into two halves. Wash, eat, bench. Wash, eat, bench. Oh, so 1 minute. But why is it good in principle to do that? Oh, very good. Precisely. We're not going to do it. This is correct to do it. So to do it like this. Why? Shame loy loy Isaac. And if you don't do that, if you just schlep on the meal, you schlep on, and you don't interrupt in the middle. In words, me'ach shenim shchosut zaboyka loyse shah. Since your meal is schlepping until that late, loy loy yochay leechay lachakach. You wouldn't be able to eat after that. Elo achil agasa only. Achil agasa. What's the translation of achil agasa?
Eating.
Eating to excess.
Overeating gluttony.
Right. Overeating, yeah. Yeah, okay. Overeating. So, because if you just schlep on the meal, schlep on until deep after, and then after you're benching, and then after you realize, hold on a sec, there's still shalashudas. Oh, no shalashudas. Can't eat shalashudas. It's going to be achil agasa. It's over. If I eat, I can't have shalashudas. I'm overeating. So, you know what? So, be a bit clever than that. So, you interrupt the meal. Bench, halfway through the meal, where you're still hungry, and then after to wash again. So you are right. You are right in what you're pointing out, that you need to have a hefsek in the middle. That's absolutely correct. You can't just wash, bench, and then straight away wash again, indeed. Yeah, but if you have an interruption in the middle, that's acceptable.
I mean, you could call it sort of a bracha of a scholar, because...
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a bracha of a scholar. If you don't interrupt, you're 100% right. Yes. So in other words, watch out. And if you think you're not going to be able to have shalashudas, so interrupt us in the middle. And it happens sometimes in the if you're delayed in the winter, that's a good idea to do that. It's a really good idea to do. You bench in the middle, and then you're going to go for a walk or something, you return, and you carry on. Yeah, otherwise you're going to have achil agasa. Yes, this is correct. Yeah, we did see that. Because over here, it's correct. Yeah, you're right. We learned that you should have shalashudas after mincha davening, and here you won't. So the answer to that question is that generally you're right, you should have mincha, and afterwards have shalashudas. But if over here, you're going to be talking about a scenario that if he doesn't do that, he's not going to be able to eat shalashudas at all, so you're better off davening after shalashudas and have an opportunity of the eating of three sudas on Shabbos. So it's the better alternative. If you think, I'm okay, I can carry on eating now good and proper, I'm going to have all my five courses, I'm going to bench, and an hour later, 2 hours later, or a bit later, I'll still be able to have mincha and have another meal, so go for that. So only interrupt the meal if you know that, otherwise you're not going to have shalashudas. Only do that shtick of cutting, of breaking the meal into two. Breaking into the meal into two is good if that's what's going to save you having shalashudas. That's the way you can have shalashudas. But if you are anyway going to have shalashudas, you'll be okay to have two matzahs later. You'll be all right with it. So don't break the meal into two and rather daven, very similar to what you were saying, rather daven mincha before you're having shalashudas. That's the better option. But if you did do that, but yeah. Some people like to do that because it sometimes comes in handy. The Mishnah Berurah did discuss in Sifkot Yudzayin what happens if it's Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos. So first word lines. If you've got Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos, she'i efshalo lechol to the shlishis b'sof Yom Kinok. If Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos. Happened recently? Something. When did it happen? I'm talking about Motzei Shabbos being first day Yom Tov. Ah, yeah, we had it. When did we have it? When did we have it? Shavuos. Shavuos. Motzei Shabbos was Yom Tov. We had it. When did we have it? No, we didn't have Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Naftali is coming to help. Okay, we'll find out shortly. Let me carry on in the meantime. So if you've got on Motzei Shabbos the Yom Tov. So again, I'm starting the first white line. V'afilim chal Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos, she'i'ev shaloi lechol to the shlishis b'soif ha'yem kinog. If you've got a problem, you cannot have shalashudas just before Yom Tov starts coming in. You can't do that. But you still need to have shalashudas. Shareroi loy limonu likver oz sud be'erev Yom Tov. Shabbos, you cannot have a meal if Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov. You can't have a meal on Shabbos afternoon because Erev Yom Tov you're allowed to have a meal just before so late in the day. You can't have Erev Yom Tov so just before Yom Tov. You can't have a meal. So how are you going to do Shalashudas? Mikol Mokoim, nevertheless, im yudei shiyu chalos lechol akuponim kashir beitzah v'yoysa. If you are able to eat at least kashir beitzah, lo yechalek sudu shachas l'shtayim. Don't divide the meal into two, nevertheless. And rather you should have a shiur beitzah later on Shabbos afternoon. That is the better option. Because you shouldn't really divide into two. Okay, so, right, we're ready for Siv Dalet. Ein tzorich lekadesh b'sudah shlishis. We don't do kiddush on shalosh shudas. Shalosh seudas, we don't do kiddush. Have you done kiddush for shalosh shudas? Pardon? You have seen it? Okay. Yeah, it's true. Some people do, but not Medina. Ein tzorich lekadesh b'sudah shlishis, aval tzorich lifzoy al shteki koreis. The halacha says that you do not need to do kiddush for b'sudah shlishis, aval tzorich lifzoy al shteki koreis, but you still need to have to chalas. What happens if you're having additional meals? Do you need to still have two chalas? If you have fourth meal, fifth meal, says the Shulchan, says the Gemara. Vim soed ha'bepom b'Shabbos. If you're having many meals on Shabbos, you want to have a fourth meal, you can have a fifth meal on Shabbos, you want to just keep going and going. So every meal you have, tzorich lekol tzuda shteki koresh, you'll need for every meal, you need to have two chalas. But at the very least, okay, you don't have for shalashudas, you don't have two chalas, okay, but yavet do with one chala, but it's a bit yavet. Humizeh poshah the minik, and that's where the minik comes from. It says there are opinions all that shalashudas you're okay with one, but that's not ideal. Some people are mekel, but ideally you should still have two chalas. That's what we generally do, no? Generally we have two chalas. But it's important yet to know that if a person once is in a situation that you don't have, it's never happened to you, you don't have chalas, shalas, not enough to chalas. So, but yeah, but you should still go with one chala as opposed to not doing it at all. Yeah.
So
why do we have two? It's not it. You should, according to you, you should only have one because we had on Friday two. According to you, we shouldn't have any because we had two. Why? Why should you have one?
Because the whole point of mom was that you got enough.
So the answer is, if you have only one on Shabbos, that is not. Then it's no recognize. You're not doing anything recognizable because you do that on Wednesdays as well. The reason why we have two is zeichalamon to remind us that in we used to get two lichvoid Shabbos in the honor of Shabbos. We used to get two, so it's true that on Shabbos itself we didn't get two. It's correct, but it is zeichalamon which was lichvoid Shabbos kodesh. Okay, now. If you do not have complete, then it's better to do what Sif Hei is going to tell us. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. Yeah. Two chalas. If you're really hungry, you're waking up, and you're really hungry, and you just can't have the challenge by itself. You want to have it with chalas, you need to have two chalas. Yeah, indeed. Correct. Absolutely correct. Yes, if hey. So I class it's about pass.
What can you use for Shalosh Udas? What should you use? Matzah, chalas. What else?
Cake.
Biscuits?
Cake.
What else? Fruits. Second best fruits. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Seif Hei. Bottom line. Tzorich la'asoyis v'apas. You need to use chalas. Shalosh Udas, you ever use anything else besides chalas? Chalas. Okay. Yeah, okay. Tzorich la'asoyis v'apas. You have to use bread, chalas. V'yeish oimim, some say you do not need to use bread. Yeish oimim diyochal la'asoyis v'chol mine osim echad v'chamishis mine dogon. You can use anything that includes the five chamisha. You can use anything that is made out of chameshas, mine dogon, anything that is made out of the five types of grain. Five types of grain. So you can use anything that is made out of five types of grain, which obviously the bracha is going to be boirim mine mizonos. Or amotzi, but also boirim mine mizonos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten chavdalet mechamish mine dogon. So the reason for that is, why can you use mizonos for Friday night? What's the difference? Why is that Shabbos day you can use? Thought of that? You ever do on mizonos something Shalosh Udas? Why is it that you can use mizonos for Shalosh Udas? You can't use Shabbos day. You can't use Friday night. Says the Shulchan, Mishabu explains, the reason why Hankunaturam Pin, you can be Yotze Lechemishne with Mizoinus, the reason for that is, Kevan de Dech Lechol Sudash Lishel Teavoy. Normally, we do not have Shalosh Udas because of great appetite. We don't. We're not normally we're not hungry Shalosh Udas. Sagi Behochi. Therefore, it's sufficient. That's also the reason for the other opinions we're going to see shortly. They are more lenient with regards to Lechem Mishneh. Why are we more lenient with Lechem Mishneh, Shalosh Udas, than Friday night and Shabbos day? The answer is, because you don't normally eat Shalosh Udas because of you're hungry, because of appetite. You're eating it Lemitzvah, because Hayoyim Hayoyim Hayoyim, this is Takana. So Chachamim appreciated that, and therefore they said that since it's a halachic requirement only, and it's not something that normally you have appetite and great hunger for it, Chachamim make it that it's sufficient to have for Lechem Mishneh mizonos. Now I want to ask you, I just point out that we see from here, nowadays it is common to have three meals a day. Is that correct? How many meals a day do we normally have? We normally have three meals a day, right? An average person will have breakfast, lunch, and supper. And he's going to have a few things in between as well. But normally an average person has three meals a day. Or four? Normally you go for three? Okay, so, but this is modern. This is modern. And we learned that also, we find that in Yeredeh with regards to Dinei Hamtana, we find that this was not the case. And we also find the halacha, we also find it in other areas of halacha. This is modern, the fact that we eat three meals a day. Historically, people used to have two meals a day. I do not know how they managed. I don't know how they managed, but they had two meals a day. And also, it's very obvious that they didn't eat a lot in between. That's also obvious. So they managed with two meals a day.
Breakfast was
definitely
earlier.
Yeah. And the people used to go to sleep much earlier than we do. Yeah. So that's probably the answer, but I still would find it quite hard. No, what do you think? Would you be okay with it from morning till late afternoon?
They worked harder.
They had no time for all this eating and schmoozing business. Yeah, they were just like to the business, to the point. So Lemaisa, that's why Shalosh Udas is considered that's why his people, Mishnah Berurah says, you know why Shalosh Udas don't have to have Lechem Mishneh proper? Because people don't normally eat three meals. They don't eat normally. Normally people are not going to be hungry in the afternoon yet. So you can't have. So that's why you don't have to. So the reason it's only a lachik reason why you're doing it. It's only a lachik. So therefore, you don't need to have, you don't need to wash. Chum, we're not masakin. Yeah.
That's why it's called Shalosh Udas, because anyone can have supper. Anyone can have lunch. But when you're
doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Just for the Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing else. You have a third meal. Then we see all these three meals.
Beautiful. Very nice vote, Moshe. Very, very nice. So that's why it's very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. So that is why some are making to have
Mezoinus for Shalashut. Mishnah Berurah does point out that it's okay, it's acceptable, but nevertheless, it's still far better to wash. As Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chof Gimel earlier points out, Lekulal Mitzvah Min HaMufcha Bepas V'Shnei Kikoreis. Much better to have two Chales for Shalashudas, if it's possible at all. Top of page 136, Yeshom Shiochal Asoisa Bidvom Shemin Aftimizan Zvah. Some are even more Mekel. And say, not only that it's acceptable to have mezoinus, but in fact, you can even have dvorim shemelaftem be'pasapas, which are fruit items which are additional foods which you normally serve besides and along the bread, kebasa like meat, vedogim such as fish. You can do lechemish with that. Avoloi beperis, but not fruit. Fruit is not acceptable, according to his opinion. For lechem mishnah, for yesh oimim, some say that filu peres yochal asoyis. Some say that now fruit is also acceptable. Who said peres? Some say that peres is also acceptable for lechem mishnah. For svor is shoyno ikka, and the first opinion is main shoyach asoyis be pas. Many hold that you can only have chalas elim ken usivab yosa unless you're really really full, satisfied. You can't eat a thing, then you can be lenient with others. But really, you shouldn't eat anything. You really should try to attempt to have shalashudis with chalas. If you're unable to eat bread at all, kugon be'erev Pesach shechal yis b'Shabbos, like on erev Pesach which falls on Shabbos, she'osu lo lechol pas la'acham mincha, then a person is obviously unable to eat, you're not allowed to eat bread after mincha. So there, obviously, you're going to look for alternatives, and you can eat shalashudas with alternatives, and you're not going to eat obviously bread on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. See, Vav, I think there's a lot of misconception about that. I think it's a lot of misconception. Noshim chayovis besudas shlishis. Women are obligated to have shalashudas. Halacha, black on white. Women are obligated. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Because for all the Shabbos matters, men and women are equal. Because women are also were included in the nays of the miracle of Mon. It says Ichlu Ayoyim. Mezad Nilmat Chiyuv Shalashudish B'Shabbos. The reason why women also have to have Shalashudish is because for all the Shabbos matters, that men and women are equal. And additionally, they're also having the Nes of Mon. They also enjoyed the Mon on falling on Shabbos, and they enjoyed it, benefit from it. And it says Ichlu Ayoyim, and the person, and obviously it's included. There's no difference in men and women. Now I don't know why it seems to be that some women are Mekel. They also have. I don't know why some women are mekel. The Bialocha goes even that far, and it says gam chayovs be mitzvahs lechem mishnah. They also have to have lechem mishnah. If a woman wants to, and she should indeed have shalashudas, she should have lechem mishnah. There's no reason why not. And I assume that the same halacha applies, that she should ideally have it on chalas. And if she's sovah b'yoyse, then she can be lenient. But not that intrinsically she's more. She's more kuladik. I don't think there's any reason to say so. But I think that many women are mekel. I don't know where that comes from exactly. Halach is quite clear. Rabbi said, we learned dinei shalashudas tonight. We learned about the water min anor, which is problematic according to some. And according to some, it's only when a person is within the 12th month of Bar Minon, having lost his father or mother. We learned that many are lenient. We learned that some say it only with regards to Erev Shabbos and not Shabbos afternoon. We learned that if a person has got a long meal, then ideally if it's possible to have shalashudas later on after milcha, he should. If he won't be able to eat shalashudas that late because he's too full, he should break the earlier meal into two. We also learned that a person is not obligated to make kiddush for shalashudas, but he should certainly have lechem mishnah. And we learned that lechem mishnah is ideally with chalas, but there's alternatives available like mezoinus or meat, or at the very least peiros, but that's all bedi evident. We learned finally that noshim achayovas besudas shlishis. Good evening.